Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome back.
Hey, gals.
How the fuck are you, bitches?
What the fuck is popping, girls?
Before we get into today's episode, we want to say hey. We want to say what's up to our sponsor, Outsider.
What's up? All our Outsider gals who have been turned on to freaking cider because it's the best thing ever and we can't stop talking about it.
The packaging is so chic. It's like a little, like, handbag, but a can.
It's matte.
It's beautiful.
And, like,
James Early, I believe.
Yes.
He designed it.
Like a cool, hot dude freaking designed it. And it's like, yeah, like you were saying, it's like a little accessory. By the way, gals, if you're out and about in the pub, get a pint of Outsider because it makes you look so skinny holding this big pint.
Massive pint, tiny arms. Yeah. Remember Nicole Richie used to wear those massive sunglasses and yes. big earrings and big mm-hmm. bags. It's to make it look a little
It's
tiny.
Like, you know, please, girls.
Yeah.
Think about that shit.
So, girls, put down your cocktails, pick up your cans, and mm-hmm. get ready for another episode of It Girls Podcast. Okay, bitch, what are we talking about this week?
Okay, so you saw something on Twitter.
I fucking did. Kind of relates to what we were talking about last week with the whole taking pics of people, putting them on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is actually, we were talking about this and that's how we got inspired to do last week's episode because we had a big conversation being like shiting on about like, and then I want to talk about this and this.
Yeah, which we always do. We're not down with freaking taking pics of strangers and putting them online.
Putting them
so
online.
If you're doing that, even if it's like, lol, look at this person's hair, lol, like it ain't cool.
No.
And it's just mean.
Just not a good look, baby girl.
No, and it will one day bite you in the ass where you'll be going through some like your story yeah. and you'll see like someone taking a photo of your mom being like, haha, she's serious in those Crocs.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's the worst thing ever.
Fucking tea bags.
Not safe anymore.
No one is. But one thing that I noticed, like a kind of trend, a growing trend, is like people taking pictures of dudes on the bus, on the subway, on the metro, wherever the feck you live, with their legs spread, being like, another disgusting episode of manspreading.
Who invented that ring word?
Fucking mad, freaky feminists. I'm sorry.
Man-spreading.
With nothing else to moan about but men's legs on a bus. It's a gross word. It sounds like,
yeah, it's
sounds
gross.
Like freaking like Philadelphia spread, I think.
It like, sounds like they're really like, spreading.
Yeah.
Why is there really have butter on it?
But like, it just freaking pisses me off because like, okay, first of all, you're taking a picture without someone's permission, posting it online, moaning about them. Like, I remember tweeting about it before, I'm like, because I was getting so pissed off about it. I'm like, literally, if you see a dude do that, and it pisses you off that much, and you want to sit in the seat next to him, whenever that has happened to me, I've just been like, can you move over there? Oh yeah, sorry. Sat down. No issue.
Yeah.
Instead, the women are like, getting secretly enraged, taking a picture. They don't ask them to move over, because then they won't get to take the picture and moan about it.
And even if they don't take the picture and just tweet about it,
yeah,
it's still
like,
just
oh,
moaning.
Another instance. It's like, how about you freaking stand up for yourself and just go over and be like, can you move over, because I want to sit down.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
And it is annoying, but it's the same thing, like, you know, it is annoying when you get in a bus and
totally.
Like, you know, there's someone who's just like not acknowledging that
yeah.
there's like loads of people standing,
yeah.
pregnant woman swaying in the middle
yeah,
of the bus
yeah.
and they're just like, doo-doo-doo.
Yeah,
it's enraging.
It blows my mind because when I'm on the fucking bus and like I'm literally crushed into the thing, I'm like, anyone can sit here, just sit down. Like,
yeah.
Because like, especially when it starts getting packed, I'm like, who should I be offering my seat to? Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's rude. Like, people are so rude on buses when
yeah.
they're just like looking, staring straight out the window. Like, the other day I was on a bus and like Luna now, when we go in a bus, she will like march onto that bus before I even have paid properly, and she's sitting down where she wants, and she has her favourite seat and everything. And like there was no seats, like there was just her little seat, and it was beside someone, and I had to like awkwardly stand next to the seat because she can't sit in her own.
Oh yeah.
And it was just awkwardly because clearly the woman just didn't want to get up. So we had to kind of avoid eye contact for the whole time, just because it was like awkward, because she was like, I just want to sit here. Which is like, fine, who knows, like you probably had a like long day at work or whatever. But we were saying earlier about, like, you know, there's just people seem to just be dying for something to moan about, dying to like make something like a guy sitting with his legs open into like, you know, like it strips the simplicity away of him sitting like that. Instead, they decide to like divulge into the whole meaning behind it. Yeah. Men think that they own the bus, that they can sit and do that.
Men feel entitled to take up more space than a woman. It's like, or he just has balls between his legs and he sits with his legs spread, or because, as we were saying earlier, they learn it from seeing other dudes do it. Like, humans, we're mimickers. That's what we do. Like, we mimic what we see happening all the time. Little boys sit there, and then when they got older, it's like,
Like, and it is a kind of macho thing, I think, as well. Like, you know,
I
like,
get
oh,
it.
My dick is so big, I literally have my legs spread.
It's insane. Yeah. Like, down in me sock. Like, you know what I mean? But and
I can't possibly not sit like that.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, like, when you find problems like this in small, everyday things, it only grows your enragement, because if you're like, manspreading is an issue, manspreading is the biggest feminist issue going in today's society, I can't believe it. All of a sudden you're seeing it everywhere, because guess what? It happens all the time. It's not a freaking, as you said, it's rude. People fucking give out to the bus driver all the time. People fucking, as you said, stand in the upper saloon on the bus that you're not allowed to do all the time. Like, people,
or the bus driver's rude so often.
Like, people do mad rude shit all the time. Like, I see people freaking ignoring waiters. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or not saying thank you, whatever.
Exactly. If you make this like a big like core of feminism, you're going to see it all the time, and it's just going to make
and
you enraged.
It's exhausting. Reading that, like, seeing that kind of conversation constantly happening online, being like, it's not him just sitting. What he's saying, like, trying to, like, nitpick and open it up and be like, it's not as simple as that. This is telling women that they own the space, that they have to suck his dick because it's right in front of their eye. You know, it's just like, they could make it into the biggest thing. Yeah. And it's just, and it, you can, I think, untangle stuff and, you know, make something out of nothing.
Totally. It's really easy to do that, actually. Yeah. To literally be like, you know, Lindsay has a pink couch in her room. What does that say about Lindsay? She was structured by society to think that she had to buy the pink couch, not the blue couch.
Yeah.
And then we're going into, like, gendered colours. Like, it's just like, if you literally nitpick at every goddamn thing, if you're getting the bus every day, guess what? You're going to see a dude with his legs spread.
And, like, guess what? We live in society. There's obviously going to be these kind of traits.
Yeah.
Like, that's never going to go away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's never going to be just a random genderless society bopping around. Like, it's like, maybe there will be, but, like, you know, doubtful that we'll ever see it. And, like, is that the answer?
I don't know. Like, you know, like, that we've, like, I mean, that's a whole bloody, like, that's another, like, rabbit hole to go down to.
Yeah, and it's a podcast that I couldn't be arsed
doing. I couldn't be arsed with it, to be honest. Go listen to some other fucking podcast, because I'm not going to pretend to know that I'm amazingly versed on that shit.
No.
But, like, with it's just a load of shite. Like, I'm sorry, manspreading, that whole thing, mansplaining. Like, just because a man explains something to you, I mean, you're mansplaining.
What's
it to
mansplaining?
Me. Oh, so it's another one of these things where that people say that, like, you know, if you're, this would be an example of, like, what the kind of feminist would say. It's like, I think what it is that if you are, like, questioning something, the guy will come in and be like, actually what it is blah, 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 blah. And even though you already understood it or something, it's basically saying that, like, the guy isn't listening to you and they explain it to you as in, like, I'm a man and I know more.
And dumbing it down for you kind of thing.
Not even dumbing it down. Just, like, explaining it
I've
as a dude.
I've never heard of that. That's
so. But it's another one of those things. It's like, as we, just like here, I can't even explain it because, yeah, I'm sure there are some people who are really condescending and explain things to you in a dumbed down way, or explain things to you when you already fucking understand it, or if you're trying to explain it, cut over you and actually explain it. That happens all the time. I've had women do that to me. I've had men do it to me. I've had fucking loads of people do it to me. it doesn't mean that it's like, and this means that men continuously believe that their opinions are more valid than a woman's opinion. It's just like, or they're a rude prick who has no...
Who is a self-entitled prick, and there's loads of men who are not like that.
Exactly.
It's just tiresome. I don't know how they fucking find the energy, like, to be just constantly divulging and shit like that. Yeah.
And
they'll never freaking point at the woman. Like we were saying, you know, if a man is man-spreading, what about all the women who have, like, their massive bag, their 10 shopping bags, their huge big pennies bag that they...
That fucking kills me. Like, that I see, honestly, way more. In my bus, I see it so often that girls get on, especially, like, I get the bus into work, like, for 9 a.m. Busiest time on the fucking bus. I see girls sit down, literally doing their makeup, their massive handbag beside them, and the bus is rammed. And some people are just, once again, too not arsed. They're just standing there like, oh God, it's a real Irish thing. Like, I couldn't possibly ask to sit down.
It's actually probably harder to say if a woman has her whole freaking makeup kit on the...
spread out a beauty station.
Yeah, literally, like, it's just...
Yeah, and I go up to them and I'm like, can I sit there? And they literally are like, oh. It's like, fuck off, bitch. Like, I want to sit down. You don't own the...
Get up earlier. Like, I'm sorry, trying to do your makeup on a... like bumpy bus. I've obviously been there before, and it's so stressful. Just get up the little bit before and freaking get it done, because like the stress of trying to do it on the bus.
Well, you think today's society, isn't it? Women have to wear makeup.
Women are not. So what are you saying? Women can't sleep anymore? Oh, really? You should actually be saying that they are beautiful.
Another 10 minutes in my morning left to the patriarchy.
Oh, it's tiresome. It's so tiresome.
But it's so true with women. Like, we do it too. I do it. Fuck's sake. Sometimes I'll be on the bus and I'm like, all my shopping bags are right beside me.
Yeah. And it's... Sometimes I'll buy something like fragile and I just don't
care.
It's not a packed
bus. But like, or sometimes I have my gym bag with me and I'm just not arse like putting it under the seat, and then when I have to get off, I have to be, sorry. And then I reef my bag from underneath me like freaking Houdini, like a massive bag.
Because I do get it as well. Sometimes it is fucking annoying when you have so much shit and you're just like, could you not stand? Sorry. Yeah. I know, but like,
it's basically loads of little selfish things that we do as humans to make our lives easier, probably to make no one else's life easier, just our own. Like, the dude wants to be comfy, spread his legs, grand. The girl wants the fucking whole seat to themselves. I do it, especially when one freak sitting beside me.
The other day I was on a bus and I don't know why, but I was just like, I was manspreading. I just wanted my legs. Like, I was like, this is so fun. Yeah. And like, the bus was just like moving around, like swaying, and my legs were like open. And like, it was just so fun. Try it, girl. I was wearing a skirt. I'm just like, I feel mad doing this, but I don't care.
I don't care.
It's just like, you know, when you kind of, if you've been like sat for ages, like I tend to like
cross
and really tight.
Yeah, me too.
And I was like, oh, and I just was like, let that loose, girl.
Maybe while you're getting thrush.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, that needs to breathe. So fun. With the motion of the
fanny
bus.
Fanny spreading.
I'd definitely get fanny spreading. Mane spreading. I'm definitely going to try it on Lewis. I think that would be even more fun because they're way more like...
Yeah.
What's the sway? So your legs kind of tumble. I don't know. It's just like... like you're surfing.
Lindsay's experiment with fanny spreading.
I invented fanny spreading.
But, you know, it's another time. If you're fucking posting pictures of dudes on the bus, just fucking check yourself. Ask the dude to move over. He'll move over 9 times out of 10. If he doesn't, he's just a prick. He's if you ever have a guy going, no, I'm not moving my legs over because do you know I'm more entitled to take up more space than a woman? No, they'll just be like, oh, sorry. Half the time it's fucking 13-year-old boys anyway, like trying to be like, look at my baby.
Yeah, and it's awkward because like, I mean, I hate getting onto a bus when there's like a load of fucking young lads.
Oh, especially when they're real rowdy.
I know.
I'm not able. And sometimes I like it though. Sometimes I'm like, do they fancy me?
And sometimes they do and they say really awkward stuff. It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah. The 16-year-olds, they've never like really been at me. Like the young ones.
Sometimes, like, not at me, but like, I don't know, they'd like be screaming to people outside
usually
the bus window
like,
or something.
Yo, that kind of shit, yeah. Or like, usually they'd be like, Sean fancies you.
Yeah. Or like, will you meet me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Imagine you said, yeah, they'd probably shit themselves.
Oh, yeah, they would. They'd freaking die.
And you'd get done for
like, once I was walking, once I was dying, I was walking down the street and, I was with Rilo and stuff, and they were just like, oh, will you take a picture of me? Will you take a picture of me? I was like, no. They were like, why? I was like, because I'm too cool. They were like, oh, she said she was too cool. And I was like, oh my God. They like my joke.
They loved it. Do you guys like that joke?
Because I'm not, there's men are, like, young guys are going around in packs way more these days. Like, yeah. Have they all got Ruckers for their birthday at, like, the same time or something? They're all on bikes around my area. They're, like, bike guys.
Oh, they're all like that. There's, like, a load of, there's a good group of them in Clontarf as well, where they're real, just, like,
all their bikes.
They stand on their bike. Do you know that way?
Like, or they, like, will be outside the shop and they'll have, like, the 20 bikes
everywhere.
And you're, like, trying to get in.
It's
and
mental.
It's so stressful. I can't fucking deal with it. Bike spreading.
At least they're out having some exercise.
That's it.
Off the phones.
Yeah, I know, it's lovely to see them socializing and away from the screens.
Their fucking head records. I'm literally still afraid of them.
Mm.
Like when I, who's like,
I love when they have their music coming off their phone really loud. It's like,
yeah,
just
bad.
Like, I'm like, can I, shamazing? Yeah, is that what it is? Shamazing.
Shazam. Shazam. Give me Shazam that tune.
For the podcast. Thank you. I have a podcast.
Well, we're going to take a little bit of a break right now, and we're going to be back with the rest of the episode where we're going to talk about fucking casual motherfucking sex.
Casual boning.
But first, we've got our outside moment.
Okay, so we introduced this last week for the very first time.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know, we're actually sponsored by Outsider. Oh my God, did we tell you? Did we even mention?
Did we tell you? Love it.
And take it away, Jenny. What's Outsider Moments?
So Outsider Moments are moments embracing yourself, being your true freak, being the outside the curb, outside the norm.
Yeah, you went against the pack.
Against the grain, man.
Yes.
You know, so it's all about, I mean, Lindsay and I, as we always said, we are unapologetically ourselves. Pretty much always have been, especially since we met each other. We brought out each other's inner freak.
Yes, we encourage each other to like be more crazy. Like, yeah. do it.
So what was the moment you were saying earlier on that we were, like, not a moment, but just a time in our lives.
Yeah, a time in our lives when we were just against that grand baby girl. Was when we were living in Marino and like Rilo was still in a buggy and we were always just bopping around town, bopping around Fairview, bop, and we dressed like, I mean, we dress kind of cray now, but like back then, we literally wore shorts every single day for one winter.
Like, no tights, by the way.
And we're talking
not
like
even a fishnet.
Hot pants. Like,
oh, they were
up at a crack. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it was like
crop tops.
Yeah.
And Doc Martens. And like for a whole winter, it was like we randomly made this goal. We were like, let's just do it. Like, never wear tights.
We were like, it's so hot. So and we did that.
Pushing around the boogie. Like, it didn't match with our lives. We weren't like these crazy gals. Like, we were like,
we had a boogie with Rilo in it. We were walking around town doing photo shoots, getting pics, me, the boogie, my shorts. And we were just unapologetically ourselves. People used to, I remember once an old woman blessed herself when we walked past her.
Oh my goodness.
We had people looking at us like we were mental. And we were. But it was freaking
and
fun.
We could not leave the house without being like, you're not freezing.
Yeah. Are you not? My mother would
die. My mum was like mortified anytime I'd come to like family events.
It was
like,
hilarious.
Can you not wear something? I'm like, I'm myself, accept it.
This is me now. So girls, as we said, share us your moments. Let us know. Use the hashtag outsiders with a C
for cider and a Z for gals.
And let us know. And if you've got some gals ones, we'll read them out next week. So thank you to Outsider for sponsoring this
little
segment.
Thank you so much. Get supping that sweet freaking sour apple lolly sadie. It's the best. It's divine.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So now into the main segment. The main
segment.
Event.
Segment.
What's that song? The main event. Can't remember the song, but it's a real famous song. Can't remember.
I don't know. Starred for like Terry's Chucky Orange. We've said segment so much.
I know.
Like, oh, Chucky Wookie. Okay, so what are we talking about, baby?
We're talking about casual sex this week.
Uh-oh.
O-M motherfucking G.
But why we wanted to kind of talk about this episode is because a lot of the time we seem to get like kind of a few similar questions on the Tumblr and via our email, if you don't know, and on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
We're It Gals Podcast, It Gals with a Z podcast on Tumblr, on Instagram, and our email at Gmail. So like, hook us, like freaking chat to us and, you know, tell us your woes. We love hearing from you gals and guys.
As we say, it brings the podcast to life.
Because
it's just me and Linz and we just love, because it's mad when you see, like, you know, oh, a podcast has been listened to 5,500 times. They're just numbers. Like, it's mad when you actually start getting, like, loads of people talking to you because you're like, oh, it makes it real. The numbers just seem fake, to be honest.
And when people are responding, like, to what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Or
and it's really interesting to know what you guys like, what you guys resonated with the most, because it always kind of helps us shape our future episodes, because we're like, oh, we can record an episode and we think that, like, one segment is, like, amazing, and then everyone responds to the other one. And
yeah.
We're like, oh, that's yeah. obviously what they like.
Because obviously we're here for you guys, like, you know, so we want to know, like, we've noticed that, like, you know, we were getting a good few kind of similar-ish yeah. questions, basically, of girls, mainly from girls,
mm-hmm.
you know, really gals. And they were kind of saying, like, I'm single, but I'm seeing a guy, I don't know what it is, like, what the hell, mm-hmm. we're not together, I don't know how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people being kind of confused about what the fuck is up
kind
when you're...
Kind of manoeuvring themselves through casual sex, like,
yeah.
you know... Like, we get questions all the time, and it's always, like, slightly different, but it always kind of boils down to, like, I don't know.
What is this? I don't know what it is.
If I'm having casual sex, am I dating him? Does he like me?
Do I like him? Like,
how do I be cool about this? Like, do I want to do it? Like, it's confusing.
Yeah, it's super, super confusing. Okay, so we are talking about, like, say, let's begin with, like, different situations of
yeah.
how you can find yourself in... what we would consider, like, casual sex.
Yeah, so, like, not fully going out. So, the first thing we kind of thought about was, like, your classic, right? You're on Tinder, or you're at a bar, you meet a dude, for one night only!
Yeah, girl.
And you are just like, I want the ride tonight, this guy is hot, don't know if he's funny, who the fuck knows?
You probably think he's fucking gassed that
yeah.
night. Like, he'll say one thing, and you're
or
like...
Or what I do is I think laughing. That he's funny, but I just realised I was just laughing at my own jokes.
I do that all the time.
I'm like, we were fucking chatting, lolling, and then I look back and I'm like, it's me making a joke, laughing at my own joke, and him just staring at
and
me.
And maybe he said one joke for the entire
yeah.
night, and you're like, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
He said this.
It was actually so
good.
Expansion of my own joke, which was just.
Yeah, it was him. He laughed so hard at my joke,
yeah.
so I could tell we were going to get on.
Yeah. That is a big thing for me. Find my jokes funny, biatch.
Yeah, I know, literally.
Seriously.
Guys sometimes don't.
Most of the time they really don't find me funny.
It's really annoying. It's like...
They're not woke.
No.
But, yeah, so that kind of guy, right? So, we've all been there, probably. I definitely have. You have as well, Lindsay. Little angel. Once, I think. and, you know, I find that one... It's so funny because, like, even you go in with the best intentions. You're like, fuck this, I'm superwoman, I can do what I want, I'm gonna get the ride and then not give a fuck. And, like,
yeah.
I always go into it as well, being like, I'm not even gonna stay in his house. Fast forward 2 hours later, conked. Like,
yes, I know.
Do you have breakfast for the morning?
Like, can I get a lift home? Where am I?
Where's the bus? Yeah. Or DART, wherever we are. Oh, fucking news train, whatever it is.
Yeah, the hell.
But, like, you go in thinking that, and then, like, sometimes, like, you can be like, like, the next day.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
well, a lot of the time, I don't think... Ever, ever, ever have I been in that decision, like, where I've made a flipping decision and been like, fuck it, yeah. Like, when you're out and about and you're, like, meet guys or whatever, and then you're going back, you're at a sesh or whatever, however it occurs, like, it's weird. Because, like, I think you want certain stuff to happen afterwards. Like, I think in one of our first episodes, we talked about ghosting, where, like, you know, you'll hook up with a guy or you'll be seeing a guy. For me, the worst thing, I just think, like, that I can't handle and that I would obsess over is if you get with a dude and I would just want a little bit of texting back and forth afterwards. I don't want much. Like, I'm fucking grand if we don't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, like, it's just so confusing because sometimes you can have the best night with a guy.
Yeah.
It recently happened to my friend. She, like, had the best night with a guy. They didn't actually sleep together, but, like, they just had a great night, like, and she was like, this is something, like, we totally connect. And she just didn't hear from him again. And it leaves you, you're like, what? You get no closure.
Mm.
So, like, stuff like that, that, like, because there's no rules. We always say, like, you know, when you're casual, when you're not, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, there seems to be some kind of rules in place. Like, you have to break up with them. Now, sometimes you can be fucked over by a boyfriend, but, like...
It's almost like in those situations, you just don't know what everyone's intentions are. You know that way, like, there's been times where, like, I... Excuse me, I'm choking up about it. There's been times where, like, I had, when I was single or whatever, there was a guy that had my eye on. We'd never spoken, but I fancied the hole off him, right?
Yeah.
You're doing the thing where you're like, hey guys, do you randomly want to go to the grand social on Tuesday. And your friends are like, what? You're like, no, it's meant to be an unbelievable night.
DJ is playing.
DJ Squizzy, I believe. Unreal from Belgium.
It's only 20 euro. Oh.
20 euro. I mean, we can get chili pistons. It's 18. Borg. You know, and then you're offering to pay for your friends because you know this dude is there, right? So
there's you're on the hunt.
Like, yeah, and there's been times like that where like, pat myself in the back, it's worked and I've got with the dude.
Your friends are just majorly pissed off at you.
So like in general, that is, you know, kind of going into it as casual sex, right? However, you both have completely different intentions. I have the intention of like fancying the dude. I liked him. I've stalked his Facebook. I think he's hilarious. I've freaking looked at the links he's been posting so I can play the music when I'm there.
Yes.
Like, do you know what song
good
I love?
To be honest.
Sigur Rós. Do you ever hear this one? And they're like, I posted that 3 days on Facebook. No way. I'm not even friends with you. So how would I know that? You know what I mean?
Because
like,
you're literally getting your friend to stalk him.
Literally. But like,
great tips, guys. Soak them up. Use them next time.
Seriously. Like, he has gone in with completely different intentions. Like, he's just some girl, hot dick girl. He's like, hey, can we go back to your house? And he's like, cool, yeah. So like, I could, if he never spoke to me again, the next, like, when I didn't don't hear from him, I could be like, he fucking ghosted me because I put this weight on the situation. But he is probably just like, I, you know, I could be trying to be real cool, being like, yeah, I just love casual sex, just, you know, hooking up, just free love, free whatever, you know, just chill, I'm really chill. And then they could be like, grand. And then they just don't think about it again.
Yeah, men are just so different.
They are. But, like, I have had sex with guys where, like, I've just probably wanted the ride. It was grand. And then I'd be like, do you know what? I don't really want to hang out with them, like, majorly again. You know, that way. So it's like,
I know,
and
yeah.
And if they don't text me, I'm like, oh, whatever. We're both on the same page. So, like,
but it is,
you can
still
have those,
weird. Like, I don't know. Like, you can, like, I can, like, have a casual whatever with guys. And there's clearly no, like, you know, there's nothing more going to come out of it. But, like, I just find it so awkward, especially somewhere like Ireland.
But it's Dublin. Rude. It's like we were talking about with hand spreading.
It's
like,
uncomfortable because, like,
when someone ghosts you after riding you, like, if they don't even text you next day being like, was great to meet you. It, obviously, that's something a bit of a sting as well, being like, it's drawn a line under it. It was great to meet you.
I would prefer that than ghosting, though.
That's what I mean. It's like
definitely.
That's at least better. You're like, ah, you got the closure. You're like, great. Where,
yeah,
you know,
at least he didn't ghost me. Like, it's something, and I think in when you're in that situation, like, you sometimes the bare minimal is like, you know, it's just like
you feel
you want
disposable.
Your freaking, like, when you're single and stuff, and like you're in all these situations, like, however regular or irregular you find yourself being in them, you want to like maintain like some dignity for yourself. You don't want to be freaking like, it doesn't feel great. And guys, if you're listening, like, I mean, I find sometimes guys still think of women as like, you know, I don't know, like that they aren't able for casual sex. I think like guys might think that, you know,
we kind of aren't, like, well, not all of us, but
I think
like,
that, like, say if they think like, okay, if I've had sex with her one night stand, if I text her and show any interest, she'll be like going from not to 100, being like, oh my god, so I'm kind of seeing a guy,
which does happen. Like, that has happened to me where, like...
Do you think?
Yes, for sure. Like, that has happened. And I'm not, like, you know, I'm just playing devil's advocate, right? Like, that has happened to me where, like, I've got with a dude, right? And I've thought, like, whatever, he was cute, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Then he starts texting me and I'm like, do you know what? We did get on. You know that way? And you can really easily build up this big story about it. So, like... In one way, I'm not defending ghosting, but I'm just playing devil's advocate, right? At least you're not giving any false hope. You know, that way, for a future, for, like, more. For now, it's rude, don't get me wrong, it's fucking rude. However, like, what if they start texting you and then they go, well, I don't want to ride you again, though. I'm just being nice. It's a bit nice guy.
Okay, well, to get out of it, I actually asked a guy about this. I was like, you know, why do guys ghost? Because I don't do that, even if I am I'm not into someone. I will still, like, kind of just text them and be sound to them and just, like, not meet up with them. Do you know the way? But, like, still maintain just kind of whatever. So I asked him, I was like, why do guys ghost? And he was like, I just think it seems sometimes kinder than either stringing them along or saying, like, here, this isn't going anywhere. Kind of, basically, I'm not into you. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Because then he asked me what I did and I explained that, like, you know, if I'm not into someone, I'll still, you know, maintain some kind of conversation and just not have it go anywhere. Like, you know, if they're asking me to hang out or something, I'll be like, yeah, definitely. And then,
but
just,
what if they liked you? Do you know what I mean?
I know, like, yeah, also, it's you're a freaking, I don't know how you, yeah. And then I was like, shit, I'm breadcrumbing.
You are. Like, but what I mean is, like, when I'm saying, like, about ghosting, I mean, I'm talking about, like, you have sex with a guy once and they ghost you. I think, I don't, I'm not
but
talking,
then what if it, is it twice and then it's
no,
just
but
like,
I'm just, what I'm saying is, like, I'm saying that that for me is kind of alright. Like, it's an, oh, it's right, rude and it's whatever, but like, that's fine. I'm not talking about, like, I've had actual guys, like, who I've dated for like months and then they ghost you. Like, that's not cool, because
that,
like,
fucks you up.
That's when you owe someone a fucking closure. When you write someone once, if you both went into it, like, you know, drunk, sloppy, or like, you know, like, just like, ah, yeah, sure, ride, and you didn't know them beforehand, for example, them ghosting you is like, what was your alternative? What did you want? Did you want a texting relationship? Did you want, like, what's enough? Like, is the one text the next day, hey,
I know,
Lindsay,
yeah,
great night last night, but I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, you don't want to
hear
that.
That's also rude.
So I know, like, what, I don't know how, like,
what's the happy medium? I don't know either, you know, the
I
way, because I know it can hurt, like, because when you ride a guy, even if you're like, that was just casual sex, sometimes you are kind of secretly wanting, like, oh, the
but
hair.
I think, okay, this is what I think about girls. I think, like, you know, we can, girls will, like, be super chill with a guy. Like, they'll go back to a guy and be like, yeah, oh, no, oh, cool, yeah, oh, no, where? Yeah, you live 2 hours away from me? Yeah, no, I'll just hop on a bus. No bother, no bother.
Six buses, brilliant. Okay.
Yeah, nice to meet you, yeah. Sound. Not kissing them when you leave. You're just kind of, like, casual. Don't want your affection, you know? And then they'll go back to their girlfriends and, like, or, like, go to lunch or get on the fucking phone on the way home. They'd be like, oh my god. So, like, literally, so we were like doing it, whatever, and he was like kissing my forehead.
Yeah,
like, he was really, like,
you're almost remembering
caring
all
towards me, like,
offered to walk me to the fucking bus, guys.
Yeah,
I said no, just like being chill, whatever,
like. Yeah, like, he was so nice, like, he got me water in the morning, like, it was really nice. Like, I don't fancy him, but, like, I mean, he's,
yeah,
girls, I think, just are dreamers like that. Like, they like to just kind of be,
well,
indulging
the story,
in the story with their gals.
Totally.
But then, like, say that doesn't translate, that then, like, say if that guy, you know, texted and they saw each other again, that then she's going to take that conversation to the actual situation. Like, I have been hanging out with guys, been chill as fuck, do you know what I mean? But like, with them, and then with my friends, I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Okay, so I'm like, I don't know, he texted me this, what do I write back, get off the phone, what the fuck do I write back? Like, calling people, being like,
I know,
I'm in work, I can't text you. I'm like, fucking going to the bathroom, I need to know what to text back. Like, being crazy.
Yeah.
Then going over to the house, being like, all right, what's up?
Story.
Yeah.
Did you text me? I can't remember who texted
yeah.
last.
And then they're like, oh yeah, no, I'm seeing a few girls. You're like, ah, yeah.
Yeah, sure, grand. Aren't we all?
Yeah.
You know,
and then
but,
again, going back to
yeah.
your friend.
Like, I mean, I think that's kind of
like, it's kind of just
I think
the
everyone,
fun of it sometimes.
Yeah, and everyone kind of does that as well. Like, I mean, I think guys, they obviously, they don't always go back to their girl or dudes and be like, you know, like, you could have a night of, like, sex with a guy that was, like, grand sex, and they probably go back to their friends and like, oh, I absolutely wrote her. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
their kind of, like,
yeah.
It's like, girls are like, oh, he literally touched my body all over. Oh my god, kissed me every inch of my skin, and he's like, oh, I fucking, you know,
yeah.
it's our
We've
own.
We doing it for like 4 hours.
It's our
like,
own kind
I'm
of, like, way of
raw,
bantering. You know that way?
Yeah.
And it's like, but then when you meet together, it's usually like, hi, do you want to go cinema? Yeah, okay. Like, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And then you go back, you're like, oh my god, he brought me to a fucking romantic movie.
Yes. I'm just saying that men sometimes, like, would think that girls are going to get obsessed like that.
Yeah.
And, like, we can fake obsession. Like, I mean, just for the fun of it. Because girls are so... I just find girls are obviously way more romanticist than
they
guys.
Are. But, like, guys think that as well. And obviously, all girls don't get fucking immediately obsessed. Like, that's also them probably being like, she is fucking
yeah.
obsessed with me.
Yeah,
however, that going away to your friends can make you obsessed with a dude. Like, I have literally had instances like that you're saying that, like, I will go back to my friends and be like, oh my god, like, secretly loving it, like, making it the biggest thing. And then, like, you see the dude and you're like, hey, grand date. You go back
yeah.
again to your friends. It can actually, like, that kind of talk with your girlfriends, I've had instances where it's made me so into a guy. I'm like, he fucking loves me.
Yeah.
I love him. We're going to be together.
He's so, like, he's really close with his granny.
Yeah.
It's so
he
sweet.
He has a picture of her on his, like mantelpiece.
He put it down when we rode.
Hit the rosary beads. But, like, you know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah.
you know, that kind of, it's funny.
Oh, yeah,
they
can kind definitely.
Of, they kind of feed each other because, like, but, like.
And I think as well, they're like, a lot of the time, like, that, the thrill of that is enough excitement for girls. They totally, like, the guy is irrelevant.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy could be like, the most boring fucking yeah. bloke going. But the girl is just like making up stories. Like, I think girls do that a lot. Like, they'll,
oh, totally.
You know, like if he mentioned that he was close with his granny, for example, yeah. then she's like, he's the sweetest guy. Oh my goodness, he'd be so good at, like, he'd be such a good boyfriend because yeah. he's so nice to his granny. Oh my God. Or like, he cooks. Oh my God, he'd be cooking and I'd be like going out, like, it's, you know, yeah. coming back to meals. Like, girls go crazy.
So, like, another instance I think we should touch on as well.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from just the random dude that you pick up, is like, say, you know, when you break up with your fella, you've got this one dude who's kind of your constant ride. Like,
what would you call that?
Like, I don't really know. Like, there is an episode of Sex and the City about it. Remember where she has that guy?
Oh yeah.
And it's like she'd never date him. She'd never really go out with him, but they always ride when she's single.
But for whatever reason, sometimes.
And she actually tries to make him her boyfriend. Remember they yeah. try and go and he's like, sushi?
yeah.
And she,
yeah,
he was
yeah.
like, oh, you actually meant actually go and eat sushi. Yeah. He's like, I thought you meant.
yeah.
So gross. But, you know, a guy.
It could be someone who, like.
Your regular hookup, you know them, you get on with them.
Sometimes it's not even just purely a hookup. Sometimes it's like someone that you, like, buzz off.
Yeah, you've got a good rapport.
Yes. And, you know, you're open with, in like, you know, I have some guy friends who, like, we just openly talk about, like, our relationship and stuff and kind of, like, just share the struggles of relationships and everything. And it's, like, creates this closeness.
Yeah.
You know.
But it's not, like, a platonic friendship. It's, like, you've kind of always been, like, hooking up, you know, yeah. that way. Like,
and you so, definitely fancy each
yeah,
other.
And you, like, maybe did kind of date at one point but never went anywhere. And, you know,
and
that
it
way.
Could be, as well,
an ex.
Because you're obsessed with them and they just won't go out with you.
Yeah.
Like that they
or they're obsessed with you and you won't go out with them yeah. and they just keep coming back for more.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like that guy, like how do you kind of navigate that situation with casual sex? Because it's like it's casual but it's not. They yeah. could also be your fella.
Again with girls, like what, well, I can obviously only speak for myself and like from stuff I've heard through my friends and you guys obviously. Like it is. It's just strange. Like, say if you have hooked up with this guy. Mm-hmm. Let's call him Jono. So you hooked up with Jono for, like, a good few months. Mm-hmm. And then it, like, I don't know, maybe you got in a relationship and, like, or he went away. Whatever happened, that, like, there was a 2 years where you were, like, were separated. But you're still kind of keeping in contact via Facebook or whatever. Or still seeing him out. Still chill. All's good there. Then you break up and you find yourself back together. I think people can sometimes read into that more than it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're kind of like, oh my God, like, we had that big relationship and here we are again. Like, clearly we're meant yeah. to be.
Finding each other once again.
Yeah. Like, which, I mean, it could be that, but it can kind of mess with your head a bit because, like, you're like, I know that, like, this hasn't gone anywhere and it's just like, you know, let's call a spade, but, like, we have been kind of hooking up for 7 years and girls can kind of say
that's
to each other. And be like, we've kind of been going
yeah,
out for like
10 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, in that episode of Sex and the City, that's what happens. Like, she's like, why have I never tried this? Because she's like, there's this guy, whenever I break up, I have this guy who I can have great sex with, you know, and then she actually tries to make it the thing. And then she's kind of like, I realize that there's a reason that we never dated because he's like, there's no conversation, they barely know each other. And like, but it's like, I wouldn't, like, it's like,
you've never been like really like in their life.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have, like, some exes, whatever, like, that, like, you know, you get on great, you share loads of each other's life, like, you know, it's kind of, but because you were never, like, officially seeing each other, you weren't, like, out and about together.
Yeah, you don't share anything.
Yeah.
It's more like, you know about really his ma, but, like,
you've not really met the ma, do you know the way?
Yeah, no, you definitely haven't.
No, yeah, so, but, so then I think you can leave a lot into, like, you can leave, just imagine what it would be like.
Yeah.
And you'd obviously, like, well, I always imagine the best, like, idea. You know, so I'd be like, okay, it never happened, but, like, probably if it would, like, I mean, we've been hooking up for this long over years, it kind of makes sense that, like, it would just all connect. But then,
it's like, when should you leave casual sex just at that? You know, that way it's like, you know, like, we're kind of, like, in a, obviously, like, just because relationships are how the world goes around, kind of, like, we're bred to kind of think, like, make everything into a relationship. And that was something that I always struggled with when I was single. But, like, casual sex is, like, I always, it's like, you, as I was saying, like, earlier on, you go into it being like, yeah, just right. And it's like, you're always kind of trying funneling it into, like, a thing. And once you kind of give that up and you're just like, do you want to just see how it goes? That was when I, like, actually started to be more chill and kind of enjoy.
So, like, how did you do that?
I don't know. I think I just genuinely got exhausted from, like, literally trying to make all these guys like me.
And it just wasn't happening, kind
of. It just wasn't fucking happening. It was like, I could have fit anyone into the mold. I was shoving triangles into squares. You know, the
way
I was.
Yeah, you were just like, I just want something substantial.
It was just like, I think I felt kind of rejected in general, because, like, I had had the kind of, like, woo, single, woo, where I just didn't give a fuck. And then there was the year after that where I was kind of like, woo, single.
Yeah, still. Yeah.
And it was kind of like all my other single friends were then, like, actually kind of starting to date dudes. And I was like, why is that not happening to me? And, like, I saw all these other girls I knew, like, they'd be like, yeah, casual sex, casual sex. And then they'd kind of start randomly dating the guy multiple.
Yeah.
And that just wasn't happening for me. And I was, you know, it wasn't even that I wanted a boyfriend. It was like I wanted to prove something to myself.
Yeah.
To be like, I can fucking do it too. I can get a guy that likes me. And to be honest, I was probably mental. I was probably asking every fucker out. I was Facebook messaging guys. Hey, do you want to go for coffee? Like, randomly fucking trying to make, like, literally one guy, been, you know, I'd be saying it to Lindsay, I'd be like, I fancy him. I like him. I fucking really like this guy. And he'd be like, you only saw him on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, I fucking fancy him.
Yeah, you're
Let's
making
go to
up
a gig next week. Yeah. Like, you're literally forcing yourself. And it's like...
But it's really stressful when you're seeing other people, like...
Get off.
Even if they're not getting, like, boyfriends. If they have, like, someone that they kind of basically is a boyfriend. You know your single friend who, like, is definitely not single. She's like... You know, been dating someone for like 4 or 5 months and off. You're like, yeah, but like, I'm single. Like,
you're
I
like,
can't
I'm
get
desperate.
Two dates. Like, I can't get any date.
One date. I can't even get a guy to freaking talk to me in a bar.
Yeah, like, all I can get is freaking rides.
I think I just got so exhausted with that. I genuinely think I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. Like, I can't, because what's more exhausting than never getting a date is trying to force dates and it's still not happening.
And then you have to deal with feeling rejected, like
you said, and then you're like lowering your standards. You're going to get my guys you don't even fucking fancy. You know what I mean? And it's just like, that just feels like, ugh, because you're just like,
what am I doing?
I had to like give up, like what, fancying the guy to get a guy to fucking talk to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, it's,
I know.
Like, it's just depressing, you know, that way.
It's super freaking depressing.
Yeah, it just like makes you feel really isolated and alone and like, what the fuck is wrong with me? So I think once I kind of, I think I gave it up just because I got fucking sick of it. Like, I exhausted myself.
And as well, I think like you can be really exhausted by it and like really draining, but also there's that, like, I don't know, I would have it in the back of my head. Like if nothing's transcending into something and it's happening for other people, even your crazier friends are somehow like getting a guy to fucking hang around with them for a long period of time or whatever, like getting asked out on dates and you're just like like, and then like what's happening to you, like, I mean, I find like a lot of girls, like, they're not going out, well, I don't think any, I don't know, correct me if I'm probably wrong, but I don't think a lot of girls would be like, I want to go out and have loads of casual sex. I think, like we were saying, like girls, well,
I think people in general, like, guys might do it a little bit more. They might be a little bit more inclined to have casual sex. However, I do think, at the root of the root, at the butt of the butt, people are going out to meet people that they like and then
more,
maybe have a thing with. Like,
yeah, not a massive relationship, but something.
Usually the end goal is to have something.
Like, a 3 month thing, a 1 month thing, something just like.
A connection.
Like,
you know, human beings want connection. Human beings want to be able. Like, human beings don't profit or, like, get any kick off of, like, you know, not socializing and not having some sort of social connection.
Yeah,
or,
you don't just want to be like.
Yeah, like,
riding away.
Just ride,
but like,
don't talk. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because
like,
that will fuck you up in your head. And then, fortunately, for single women who just find themselves in that position where they're like going out, you know, connecting with a guy in a bar, or they've talked to someone on Tinder, or, you know, they're chatting to their, like, the ex that they always hook up with. Like, if it's not going to something, like, and then, like, you're freaking, you're doing, like, you're having sex with fucking loads of guys, and then it's back in your head thinking, like, now I'm going to be known as the girl that's just like,
and like, you know,
only for sex and
obviously
like, whatever
words. We don't give a fuck how many people anyone poxy sleeps with.
No, but I'm saying whatsoever. Like, this is how, like, I think because of society, like, I would speak to myself like that, because it's hard to shake off
sometimes
like freaking Catholic guilt or whatever.
And sometimes you're kind of like, I don't know, when I was single, I was kind of like, how many, what does my number have to be before I find a dude who I can just have this? Because I just wanted to have sex with the same dude. Like, that's all I wanted. Just, I didn't have to be going out with them. Just like, I just
didn't
wanted,
have to be like absolutely obsessed with them or mad about them, in love with them.
It's just like, at one point you're kind of like, how many fucking guys do we have to get with until one sticks? Like, how many times can you throw the freaking thing against the wall before it sticks?
I know.
You know what I mean? You're just like, ah, like, am I repelling?
Also, and how often is this happening? Like, what am I doing? Like, if you're just like hooking up with guys and then like you know, they don't seem to be wanting to see you again, you're like...
Yeah, and it's obviously not always your fault, but humans are self-deprecating. Humans always reflect it on
themselves.
Especially
if you've had sex with someone, it's like as close as you can be physically, so you're kind of like...
You're like, obviously it was me. And I think that's just like a kind of... I don't know, it's just how humans, it's kind of like an auto response. You're like, that was me, fuck, that was me. Like, and then it's like that episode of Sex in the Fucking City when Carrie farts in front of Big and then she thinks he's being cold. She's like, it's the fart. I ruined everything. I ruined the sexiness. It's like you can literally latch on.
You can
on.
Be thinking of you queef.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Thing on the one night stand,
you're like, maybe I farted when I was sleeping and he smelled it.
Yeah, and or like, if it's in your house, you're like, oh, I left that on my floor. Maybe he saw it.
Those freaking upturned niggers, the whole.
Yeah, like, it's just like, I know, and it makes you anxious as all hell because you're thinking, like, if it's happening on the like that, it's regularly happening that you're hooking up with guys and they're just in a not kind of, it's not going into anything or they're not talking to you, like. It fucks you up.
It does. It's just like...
But then you're like, do I just stop having sex with people? Like,
exactly. Or do I stop trying to find a guy who will talk to me?
I have a question for you, girl.
Yes,
okay,
girl.
So do you think, like, because I was just saying there, like, you know, if it's happening regularly that you're, it's not going anywhere, then, like, your kind of number's going up because you're still trying.
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, I've... Like, ear to the ground, what I'm hearing around Dublin, like, sometimes, would you think that that's the kind of conversation that would be going around? Like, you know, guys talking about... girls who do that, like, do you think it would get you a bad name? Or
I think less so, but I think unfortunately we, like, people don't really like, still don't really love women having loads of sex. I think it's getting way more accepted, to be fair. Like, I mean, even from when, like, I was single to now, I don't think it's as big of a deal. Or, like, say when, like, in the 90s, like, you know, even now, like, you know, when I was younger, like, people would all be like, what's your number, how many people do you sex with? I don't think people do that anymore, like, know their freaking number.
But how about, like,
I think people do judge people on that shit, unfortunately.
And how about, like, say, I don't know, say, I'd have a friend who, like, will always go out on dates and, like, hook up with the guy. And then I worked with her. And, like, all the other girls in work were like, oh, my God, I'd never, like, I at least wait a month and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, is that possible in this day and age, like, where dating is so quick, like, we're swiping each other, we're meeting each other that night, you've, like, swiped each other that morning, and then you're like, oh, are you in town tonight? Like, how can you maneuver that?
Because it's like, and then the annoying thing sometimes, because I'd be in that situation too, where, like, I'd be that girl where I'd be like, it's like, some people are like, what? And they're like freaking out. And the annoying thing is like, and I'm not saying one is right and one is wrong, because I think, whatever, it can happen to you. The freaking girl who always waits a month is like, yeah, I'm in a relationship, I date every guy. And you're like,
how do
fucking
they do
works?
That, though?
What? But, like, they're deluded if they think that the guy isn't also, like, dating around, right? Like, that's what happens. Because I remember, like Michael's friend saying that to me, right? Tyke. Shout out to you, Tyke. He doesn't listen. But, like, I was asking him, like, about, because he was recently saying, I was asking about Tinder and, like, guys' mindsets. Like, fucking, if you're a guy who is well spoken about dating, will you please come on our podcast? Because me and Lindsay want to pick your fucking brain.
So bad. We have so many questions.
Seriously.
We'll give you outsider.
Seriously, I will. Like, freaking outsider, hook them up. But I was kind of like, you know, story with Tinder, and I was just picking his brain a bit because he was saying some stuff, and I was like, explain on that. And he was like, so I had, he's like, yeah, no, I'm back on Tinder, and you know, I've got like, you know, basically like a freaking spreadsheet of girls. And I was like, ah, like basically in his mind, he's like,
oh, okay,
he's like, you know, like there's the girls like this who are literally come, you know, texting me being like, I'll come over tonight, they're open, they're up for it, they're up for the casual sex, cool, both parties are into it. He's like, that's grand. Then he's like, then I've got the girls where it's gonna be maybe 2 or 3 dates, like, you know, maybe 2 dates, but like one will be a drink, the next one might be, you know, come over to my house, blah blah blah. And he's like, you know, and then we'll probably write down. And then he's like, and then I'm also working on the girls who are like, he's like, it's gonna be a full dinner, bottle of wine, 4 dates, maybe we have to know each other a month, constant texting.
And he can tell all this via Tinder?
Yeah, because he can just tell. He's like a freaking, he'd be maybe a good guest, but like he's just like a professional dater, you know, he just has dated a lot of girls. And like, it's so funny because we were talking about this before, and it does kind of go into the whole casual sex thing. Girls typically will be like dating, and then they'll find one guy. It's like one guy, even if it's just casual, you're like, I fancy him, I want to have sex with him, and that's, you're laser focused on that one dude.
Yeah.
But guys, which just blew my mind when I found this out about guys, I don't know, maybe everyone else knows this, I was just always like, how do they fucking have the time? Because Tig will literally be like, he'll have one girl over like that night maybe, but he's also like planning on seeing the next girl the other night, and then there's the girl who he has to go on the dinner date with. Like, they've got a freaking like portfolio of girls they're dating at one time. And girls are just, I mean I can, as you said, speak for myself and from what I've heard from girls, but my experience was always like laser focus, like I want to get this one guy.
Like, girls will always, that will work. Even if they're texting 3 guys, they'll kind of, their focus will be on one. Yeah. Like, that's their guy that they kind of want
to totally get with.
Yeah.
And so that girl is like, you know, I'm dating this guy and I'm waiting a month to have sex with him.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, and obviously this is an uneducated guess, but I'm, it's just, you know, it's just a little anecdote based on my, like, Tig, right? They're like, it works because the guy is doing the kind of guy equivalent where he's dating loads of girls. He knows maybe that you're the girl that's going to take a month, but he also knows that there's a girl that's going to take 2 dates, there's a girl that's going to take one night, which is all cool because, you know, everyone's up for it, you know. And he wasn't saying it in like a slut-shamey way at all, to be honest. He was just being really honest. And it's like, that's, it just works because, like, people, I don't know, when they start, when you date someone and, you know, you just meet someone at the right time, I guess, I don't know, like, then the girl ends up going out with the dude, like, ugh, I don't know, I can't even make fucking sense of it, to be honest. But like
it's fucking confusing.
It is confusing because, like, at one point I'm always like, maybe it does work because I've seen girls who it works with, but then I've also, you know, I freaking called Michael the first time I dated him, you know.
Because same with, like,
there's no rule book.
Someone who probably wouldn't want to be mentioned, but like, she's in a long-term relationship and they hooked up the first night, and there's definitely no, like,
I know loads of girls,
there's
like
no
that.
Formula. Tons of girls, like, to be honest, all my relationships, all my relationships, like,
if it was right, it was right, it was just I wanted to, you know.
And it didn't mean, like, because I don't think, like, I mean, if life was simple as that, as like, you know, oh, you know, nothing will come of like writing someone on the first date, then like, well, obviously, you wouldn't have a boyfriend.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have had a
relationship.
There's
always exceptions to the rule. Yeah. By the way, there's always exceptions to the rule of the girl who waits a month and it goes nowhere because the guy gets fucking sick
and
of it,
like,
you know?
And, or also, like, they wait for the month he finally gets her and then he fucking ghosts her.
Yeah, or, yeah, exactly. He, as you always said to me, like, there's no rule book for when they're going to ghost you, you know? Like, just because you know someone a month doesn't,
or just because you're going out with them for 10 years.
Doesn't,
like,
mean
they can't freaking
disrespect you in different ways. So then, so okay, so you're a single gal, another situation, right? Another kind of guy. Your number, your options are going down. No one's fucking sticking. Your casual sex, you're feeling lonely. You got this friend, Niall. He's your pal. He's kind of hot. If you, you know, if you really try. You've had a few ciders.
Yeah.
You've both shared a few ciders. And you ride him. And if you think it's going to be casual, do you think that, like, that is a thing that, like, is sustainable? That you can, like, ride your friend and it be casual? Like, do you, or do you think that you're ultimately maybe going to catch feelings because you have this kind of basis for possibly a relationship?
See, I think it depends. I think if someone has got to the point of their single life where, you know, like you were saying, when you were single, you kind of started going for guys that you weren't really attracted to. I think if you're not attracted to someone and you, and but you might be like, value the friendship, and then it kind of turns out that, like, you're hooking up or whatever. I think, for me anyway, the basis of me fucking liking a guy and really catching the feels is if I do find them attractive. And not only physically, but if I find their personality just really attractive. If it, like, I'm like, I fancy his personality. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it depends if, like, if it's a kind of friend that, like, you've always had just as a friend, but never fancied mm-hmm. or never wanted to hook up, and maybe he was wanting to he fancied you a bit, then I suppose it can be like a total anticlimax, because like I don't think you're going to catch feels for someone without that like attraction.
But say it is like, I mean, you know, you, if he's your good friend, you obviously do have the attraction, you know, the way, because they're a good friend.
Well, maybe if they're not good friends, then if they're just kind of like,
I'm kind of talking about the friend thing though, like you're friends, you know, you hang out, you like each other, you love the personality, you're friends, not like the guy, as you said earlier on.
See, I've never had a guy friend who,
I know, but this is what we're talking about, girl.
I just can't imagine that, because like,
but do you, what I mean is like, do you think you'd ultimately catch feelings for the guy, or do you think you can keep it casual if it's your friend? Because I think you can keep it casual if it's your friend, because you have like, I've had experiences where I've like got with guys who I'm friends with, and like, you know, it's been grand. Mm. Like, you just, it's kind of like, in my mind, it's like I've already allotted them a slot of like, you're my friend. So then I don't freak out over it when it goes the other way or something. You know, that way it's like when I have sex and I'm like, oh, that was mad. It's like when you have a fight with your friend, you're like, oh, doesn't mean we're not friends anymore. You know?
Yeah. I think if there's those two things ticked off, this is just for me, what would make me kind of maybe catch them feels is if I'm attracted to them and attracted to their personality. So fair enough if I like had a friend who I was not physically attracted to but loved his personality, and just like the physical attraction wasn't there, I don't think I'd catch feels, because like I'd ultimately just be starting fancying someone else who mm-hmm. I was attracted to. Mm-hmm. Like, I need those two things to keep my interest.
Let's say, you know, they were there, right?
Well, then, yeah, then I'm definitely going to catch feels if I fucking fancy him.
You don't think you can, like, leave it as friends? Like, if not saying, like, you really fancy him, you just, like, he's a good-looking guy. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, if you had sex with him, you probably fancy him.
I think that's, yeah, that's the freaking two. Like, I mean, I just don't think, how could you get out of that? Like, I mean, if you have, like, the basis of a friendship and you fancy them, I think you're ultimately going to catch feels.
But I've done it and I haven't.
Well, for I'll ultimately catch feels.
Yeah.
Because I think I'm too much of a dreamer. I would like just be going from like, you know, we'd hook up for the first time and we've been friends 7 years, we randomly hook up, then like next thing I'm thinking like, oh my goodness, all our mutual friends will be at the wedding, like I go crazy. Like this, sometimes
it's like, this is the guy under the rock that I've never upturned,
like, it's so romantic, like you know, there's loads of movies and shit like that about it. So like My Best Friend's Wedding, great freaking flick, you know, stuff like that. So I don't think I'd be able to. But again, I am sorry, like, to quote freaking Samantha from Sex and the City, I don't have male friends.
Yeah, you don't.
Women are for friends. Men are for
2 minutes earlier, you were like, I've loads of male friends who I speak about my relationships with.
Yeah, but they are, like, I've hooked up with them. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, you don't really keep male friends.
Like, I've hooked up with all. Any male friend, really, bar like one, but like I wouldn't have like a super close straight male that I'm just friends with.
Do you think girls and guys can be friends without having sex?
Well, I can't. Well, I don't really fucking like, I kind of enjoy men's company if like we're getting together. I wouldn't be like, here, straight lad, come over and what, watch Sex and City? Like, I wouldn't know what to bloody do with a man.
Yeah,
I'm a real one-on-one friendshipper, so like I have loads of male acquaintances as friends, but like male friends that I haven't hooked up with, it just doesn't exist in my life. Like, I just like my gal pals. I'm a fucking gal. Do you think you'd have loads of male friends?
I do have loads of male friends.
Who?
Like all the guys I went to college with. I'm still really good friends with them. I'm still friends with loads of, I'm friends with like a good few dudes that I would talk to like a lot.
But I mean like,
and I love male company.
I mean like guys that like you would hang out with on the reg. Like I love male company, but like
load of my friends in work are mostly dudes. Like I get on with guys really well.
I prefer
I love girls and I love talking to girls, but like I like the balance of it. I like having the two, because sometimes, to be honest, girls fucking wreck my head as well. I just can't talk about men all day, which is ironic because I do a podcast about it. But like sometimes like girl talk exhausts me. Like it's like constantly talking about like the next guy, the dating, the this. Like sometimes I just like male conversation.
I do like male conversation, but like I think I've not really been in the position too much to where I'm making male friends. Like, I mean, in school, like in primary school, I was, you know, you're kind of like, ew, boys. And then in secondary school, I did start getting male friends. But like, I think it's definitely due to my upbringing. Like, my mum just really, like, my parents and the church and stuff really made, like, you know, they would say, like, you can't get too close to guys. You can't, like, that kind of stuff. Like, you know, stick
so
with girls.
So you've got a bit of a hangover from that, maybe.
Totally. Yeah. Like, I was
and also,
just
you've got
thinking,
sisters. So, like, you have to remember, like, I was always alone with just my brother. So, like,
yeah,
I think that does kind of help you. Like, and I went to, like, a mixed school for my whole... I think you did as well, did you?
But, yeah, like, I did. But, like, I always had it drilled into me to kind of stay away from the guys because, like, they, all, school, they only want one thing.
My school wasn't like that at all. Like, we were just kind of, oh, fucking friends. But, like, we had, like... You know, I mostly had girlfriends, but we had a lot of, like, guy friends too. And I think being with my brother all the time and always being friends with him because he was always, like, my pal when I was a kid, that, like... I don't know. I think that shapes you in a way. I think if I had a sister, maybe it'd be different. You know, the way if I had a sister and a brother, I'd probably always would have maybe gone for the sister. Who knows? You know,
the way my life has gone as well, though. Like, I mean, from school, I went to art college and there was so few guys. Like, I was friends with, like, a good few of the guys in college. And, like, some of them I'd still be friends with. But, like, I wouldn't be, like, you know, seeing them on a weekly basis or, like, we got to meet up. That kind of, like, closeness that I'd have with my gal pals. Like, I wonder if a few of my guy friends would be listening and be like, we're not, I thought we were friends. I mean, like, a freaking close friend. Like, that I'm, like, calling up in the reg.
Yeah, no, I've had that. Like, I mean, I'm not as close to them anymore, but, like, during it, like, I've had really close guy friends who I would, like, have talked to and stuff.
I think because of my upbringing, even if, like, we were just friends and we didn't hook up, it was in my brain. I was like, what is this? What is this? What is this? Because, like...
So you sexualize men, Lindsay.
I do. I do. And I feel so much more comfortable around gay men. I adore gay men.
Yeah.
Like, I just... I don't know what to freaking talk to guys about.
Yeah.
Like...
The same shit you talk to the guys that you write about.
I know, it's weird. I know, I just find it... Yeah, no, I know, it's just weird. It's just a hang up, a freaking hangover from my upbringing because, like, they were so sexualized and I was freaked out by men all during school. And then in college as well, any guy who I talked to, I'd just be like, okay, because of what was put in my head, I just always thought that either one of us is assuming that it's not just...
Yeah, it's kind of like, I mean, those kind of groups and, like, I mean, kind of feminists do it now, I think, that they, like, demonize men. They make men sound like they're, like, these freaking predators sometimes.
I want guy friends, so if you're listening, I'm looking for a male friend.
They're freaking handy, TBH, because you can bounce the ideas off them. Like, when I had freaking really close guy friends in college, especially when I was eternally poxy single, I'd be like, like, asking them questions, and they would be...
Especially when you're single, you want guy
really
friends.
And they're really good for giving you... Because guys, like, as great as girls are, and as great as girls are for, like, okay, let's dissect it. Guys sometimes are refreshingly fucking honest. They can just be like, he doesn't like it. And you're like, what? He's like, he's not interested in it, I can tell. Already from that text. Yeah, and you're like, they give you another perspective sometimes that you're like,
and you need to be brought back to earth sometimes. Because girls are so kind to each other. Like, girls be like... No, like, maybe he's just not ready. Or maybe he, like, fancies you so much and knows that there's something
that
serious there, but he's not ready.
By the opportunity at hand of the relationship.
So
I've literally said shit like that to people.
So have
I.
When the guy is texted back, like, do you want to hang out? Yeah, definitely soon. Yup. Or something like that.
Yep.
The girl's like, oh my God. Like, he said yup. Like, he's so, like, he's so at ease with you already. Yeah. Like, he just says yup. Like, and yeah, he didn't write back when he said when. But, like, at the end of the day, like, he's so
free
busy.
Free spirit.
He's so busy with work. Like,
we all know he's going for the promotion. Like, he's dying to be assistant manager of Shoe.
Yeah. So it's like, oh my God, we go. Yeah, you need a guy to be like, I mean, my sister's boyfriend, I'm really close with.
Yeah.
And, like, my friends. Buffrins and stuff like that, and I get advice from them, and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm looking for some male friends, guys. No fun, just
she
friendship.
She can't fancy you though, because then she'll ride you.
I want to fancy you though, because I don't want to hang around a fucking. I don't know.
But you know, there can be there can be gorgeous people that you don't.
I need to challenge myself. I need to have male friends. This is my new goal.
Yeah,
because like I need some male advice in my life.
Yeah, it's good having that impartial advice. Do you know what I mean?
Like working in nails. Like, I mean, you're saying that you were like, you're friends with the guys in work. Like, there were no guys in any workplace that I was ever in.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're talking about to round this motherfucking
up. To round it up, we talk about that fine line.
The fine line between, you know, casual sex and being chill and just being like, yeah, whatever, to being like. Still maintaining dignity, which is like, I think the single girls, that's what you want. That's what you're trying to escape these casual sex situations or like being messed around by guys or freaking breadcrumbed or ghosted. You're trying to just not be made a fucking fool of.
So like, for example, right, we got a question on Tumblr that I'll like paraphrase. So this gal was like, I'm seeing this guy and I really fucking like him. Like, I've just kind of realized, you know, that I really like him, but I'm kind of starting to think, like, will I ever see him outside of the four walls of his bedroom? Like, do you have any advice on how to go about it? And I was kind of like, first of all, look, like, that could be easily said to me and mine and Michael's situation. When we started dating, we would just like go to his house, hang out, blah blah blah. And at one point I was like, oh my god, he's keeping me secret locked away in his room. And then all it took was for one of us to be like, do you want to do this that's not in your room next week? And it was like, yeah. So at one hand I was like, just, you know, you don't have to wait for the dude to ask you out or whatever to figure out that fine line. But also, you know, have that kind of, like, I hate the phrase, but, you know, the respect for your own respect. You know, like, as you said, the quality that you accept is a quality that you deserve. Yeah. So, like, if you get to a point where you are like, okay, this guy is just, like, kind of...
You have to be able to see the red flags.
Yeah, seeing this as way more casual than I am, and I'm definitely investing emotion where he's just like, see you after.
Or even the guy is just like, and I hate this word.
Is that freaking rain?
I think so. Open up the little window there, hon. Watch me plant. Oh my god, it's like rainforest rain.
We'll be ordering in lunch, babes.
Oh my god, yeah.
Cozy little movie day. Cute.
Cute, yay.
Sorry.
Adorable, sorry. We're starved.
Anyway. Yeah, we're starving. But you know that way, so it's like, there is, and I've been in situations like that with guys where I'm like, after date, in air quotes, number four of riding, you're like, hold on.
I love that when girls are always saying that these days, they're like, I'm going on a date. Where?
His house. Isn't this so, like, he just lets me into his area.
Yeah,
so
you're like,
early,
he invited, like, me fucking over. Like he's
because he doesn't want to fucking move.
Like, I know, because, like, they don't want to also
scratch his balls and put on a new pair of trousers. So, yeah, within dating, the quality that you accept is the quality that you deserve a lot of the time.
Totally. And, like, what we mean by that is that, like, I mean, okay, say a few years ago when we were single, Jenny and I were single together. We were basically living together and we were just, like, trying to
figure it out.
Like, I mean, we were totally getting fecked around with guys. Like, I mean, say we'd be texting a guy all week and then we'd be planning to see them that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd just freaking pie us to fuck.
And we'd be like, we're cool gals. We're just trying to be cool. So, like, the guy would be like, we'd make a loose plan. Like, we'd text them, want to go for a drink on Saturday? And he'd be like, sounds good. Doesn't say yes, doesn't say no, just, and then we would literally be like getting dressed in the gaff, full strategy of the dating, just worked out everything to a T, and I'd be sitting there waiting on my phone, like, he's gonna text me, Lindsay, I cannot wait. And then, like, okay, fine, I'm gonna text him. What time do you want to meet for the drink? Doesn't read your text, nothing. Or, like, he'll be like, oh, completely forgot about that, sorry.
And I'm out with the lad.
Yeah.
But here I could actually, like, come up after.
Yeah.
And after equals 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Yeah. Or who knows? Because you don't know. So, you know, at the time, Lindsay and I would be like, we'd try and be real cool and be like, yeah, it's cool, it's chill, I'm a really chill girl. So that works for me.
We never wanted to kind of admit to the fella that, like,
what they were doing was fucking annoying and wrong, and, like, fuck
to just
off.
Be like, nah, it's cool, whatever. Yeah. We thought that it was kind of cool to just, like, accept, like, guys fucking you around, like,
to kind of not seem fazed.
That you didn't give a fuck, like,
yeah, you didn't care.
Yeah, so, like, and even, like, sometimes the plans wouldn't be vague.
Yeah,
sometimes, like, you would have been texting a guy for freaking
totally,
months, and it would be like, we are definitely meeting here. There's a plan. We're discussing the plan over
and
over.
Then you text him, hey, what time do you want to meet up at? And then it's
and
like
then they just. Like, at the last hurdle, they're just like, nah.
Yeah, they're like, actually, do you know what? Jono's back from Australia and I'm really hungover. So, what about I come over after a few pints later?
It's like, yeah, or yeah, let's do it tomorrow. And then you just don't hear from
And we'd be like, cool, yeah, sounds good to me.
Yeah, no, cool, have a fun time.
I have loads of plans anyway, so, and we'd literally be devo.
And then you'd accept a booty call off them, like, months later when they've, like.
So then you can't really be fucking surprised when they maybe ghost you or when they keep doing this, because people learn. Like, people learn, like, other people's, like, boundaries with these kind of things by example and by reaction. So if you have someone that you're dating and they never get annoyed at you completely bailing, or they never get annoyed at you, like, being rude or doing all these things to them, you're going to think, well, it clearly doesn't bother them. So that's kind
of, like, they don't even care if it bothers, but that they can get away with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Exactly. They can
She won't give a fuck.
She won't even say anything. So then, are you surprised when they continuously do it to you? Because what you accept, especially in the beginning of, like, that kind of dating fine, like, grey line, kind of, like, grey line, grey area, like, are we dating? Are we just having sex kind of thing? you have to be able to put your own boundaries up and be like, fuck that. Like, you're not going to waste my time.
Yeah,
sorry.
And it doesn't have to, like, I think Jenny and I were so freaking, like, obsessed with not looking interested or not looking like, obsessed with the guy.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, we were so like, oh, if I tell him that, like, I was pissed off.
Or I was ready and waiting, he'll be like, whoa.
Yeah, and there's totally ways, because, like, I think, like I was saying earlier, like, single girls want to be able to handle single life with dignity. You don't want to be freaking known as a certain kind of, like, I know, you don't want to be known as, like, oh, look, she's fucking, like...
Well, no one wants a bad reputation,
no,
right?
Yeah,
no matter
like,
what the reputation
that, like,
is.
You know, I can freaking go over, we can have a great night, and then I just won't talk to her for months, and then I'll call her again, and she'll just be there. Like,
yeah.
And, I mean, it is, like, you have to respect yourself. Just, like, also notice how you're respecting people. Like, if you're not respecting yourself and your own time and stuff, then, and like, accepting them just, like, being basically just disrespectful to you, then... Like, that's what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But if you, like, freaking, like, have boundaries and, like, you know, don't take shit. Like, I mean, I get it when, like, you know, sometimes gals can, like, bad boys, you know, guys can, like, treat them badly. And if they show them, like, an inkling of, like, I don't know, niceness, then that will, like, they'll be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then even though, like, for the next 2 weeks he won't write back or he's just, like, you know... being shit, if he then will come back with another nice text, like, you'll cling on to that. Like, girls sometimes seem to, like, not acknowledge all the other bad stuff that they're doing.
Yeah.
And just cling on to one little
glimmer
of hope.
It's like a tweet that you did put out that I was, like, silent clapping in my room, like, yes. You're like, when are we going to realize that bad boys are just bad people? Like, that's all it is. It's not a bad boy, isn't a thing. They're just a shitty person. Like, just like this shitty girl. But it's like, they're not, it's not a
status. They don't
status.
Change. Like, to
they
be
don't
honest,
change.
Ones, like, they don't fucking change.
The word bad is attached to them for a reason.
Yeah. And like, bad boys, like, it just, you know, it means rude. Like, I mean, bad boys, if they're like not texting you back, or if they're like don't really give you loads of affection or whatever, like, you know, that's. Will translate if you did ever manage to get that fucker to go out with you, he's going to be kind of rude to your nan.
He's never going
to
change.
Rude to your friends with, like, he's just a bit of a cunt.
Yeah.
And, like, that's...
Rude prick, like.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, with that whole thing of, like, you know, so that girl was like, oh, is he keeping me within the four walls or whatever else? Like, on one hand, as I said to her, like, you know, ask him out, see. But if it gets to a point where you're like, this fecker will not see me outside of the four walls, it's kind of like, well, if you keep going over, if you don't like what's happening, if you don't like just having casual sex in his room, if you want to be out dating with this guy and you want to, like, bring him out or you want to go out for dinner or whatever, and he's saying no, but you're still going over for the hookups, you have to be able to have that boundary for yourself of your own respect, just for your time and the fact that you could be spending your time with your friends or you could be spending your time with other dudes who are not going to fucking, like... You know, no one deserves that, especially if you don't want it. Some people, like, you know, we've all had situations where you have, like, random hookup dudes that, cool, that's what you want. But if that's not what you want in this time with this dude, then you're not, like, you have to move on. You have to be like, sorry, bye.
You've got to protect as well your mental health.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're accepting guys who are just, like, you know, whenever it fucking suits them, they decide to call you up and you're just there readily available and they'll come over and then they won't, you won't hear from them for a few months or weeks or however long. And, you know, like, where was this point going?
Yeah. Well, like,
we're in a food coma.
Your mental health,
it can really
wear down on your, like, self-esteem. And
notice how much, like, are you actually enjoying this? Like, yeah, like, it can be kind of addictive, the, like, that... his behavior being like, you know, because you're like, it's like a game, you're kind of like trying to get him to like you.
Yeah.
Maybe if I don't text him too much, he'll like me. Maybe if I just don't act like this, he'll like me. So it's this kind of like challenge for yourself, I think, if they're not showing you, like.
Well, it's just like the bad boy thing. It's like they're not sure, they breadcrumb you with like no affection and they show you this one thing of affection and you're like, oh, he wants me to come over to his house. Maybe when I used to think like that, I'd be like, oh my God, maybe this time this will be the time that we truly connect and we really get a bond and we like, oh my God, tell each other we really like each other, and it would just be the same as always.
So
like, you know, in that grey area of like casual sex with, like, you know, it's a guy that you've kind of hooked up with a couple of times, you don't really know if you're dating, you don't, like, you want to be, but,
like, is it making you happy? Like,
yeah,
I mean, that is the end of it for me. Like, I mean, you know, you can be, it's just the same as being in a relationship, like, you can either be, you know, if you're in a relationship, you should be feeling happy and, like, content to a certain extent in that relationship, and if you are single and you're seeing someone, you know, notice things like, are you feeling super anxious because he doesn't text you and he leaves you kind of in the lurch? Or are you feeling a bit, like, self-conscious because he would kind of just make you feel, like, his actions making you feel that way? Like, that will be ultimately damaging if you keep on seeing this dude and, like, it's not correcting. It's not, like, changing.
Yeah.
So if you keep on accepting this, then you're just going to be continuously getting more anxious or, you know, freaking just self-conscious and noticing. Like, I know girls who, like, can be liking a dude and, like, they're just seeing him or whatever. And, like, they'll notice things, even, like, their online presence. They'll be, like, cooler online or, you know, like, if it's not this, like, I think ultimately with, like, casual kind of sex or whatever, there does have to be the basis of respect, first of all, which is very fucking rare to find in single life.
Totally.
Like, I mean, literally, I ain't fucking
especially in this day and age with Tinder, like, people have never been more disposable to people. You know that way? It's literally like swipe, 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 swipe.
On to the next.
Always
like better. That's what people think sometimes.
I was talking to my friend Elise about it. She's single and I was kind of just talking to her about like single life in general. Doing some research for the podcast. And, you know, she was just like, guys don't come up to you in bars anymore. Like, it's because they've got 1,500 girls in their pocket. Mm. Like, so they can go out to the bar, have a night out with their lads, and then just go on Tinder for the last half an hour and then get a girl. So it's like, why talk to the girls in the bar when there's like shitloads more girls in their phone who are like also on Tinder?
And they can find out a bit more about, they can, you know.
And also, like, if they're on Tinder, it's because they want the ride. If you're on Tinder at 2:30 a.m. and you're in Coppers and, you know what I mean? Like, it's you're like, I'm going to go find a guy who wants the ride. Oh, cool, obviously. But, like, it's taken the kind of... It's just, like, people are disposable. You know, it's like, now they'll, and they'll ride that girl, and then they'll do the same the next night. They'll do the same the next night. And, you know, the girls are doing the same. It's not, like, just the guys are, like, treating women like disposable objects. It's like, we're all disposable to each other to a certain extent in this day and age on social media, especially with Tinder and all this kind of shit. So, like, it is hard to find someone who actually has that respect level for, like...
Like we were saying earlier, like, I mean, some girls who would wait for, like, a month or a good few weeks until they, like, have sex with a dude, and that's their way of trying to gain some respect.
Control as well.
Yeah,
or,
control and, like, you know, that he will kind of put you on a pedestal of respect. Like, well, this girl made me wait or whatever. Where it's, like... I honestly, I find that's the hardest thing for me in relationships, getting respect. I don't know.
And like, as you said, like, just because you don't ride them for 3 days doesn't mean they're going to respect you. You know what I mean?
No, exactly,
they just basically were willing to wait for the ride.
Someone either respects you or they don't. They can hang around for 6 months and still disrespect you. You know, like, waiting for that ride. Like, it just means that they're patient. Like, it doesn't mean that they respect you. And also...
Or they really fancy you. Like, you know what I mean? They're like,
or they see you as a challenge. Like, men kind of like that at times.
Yeah, there's no recipe to, like, that you can whip up to be like, this is how you get respect from a dude. But ultimately, like, I mean, if someone's either a respectful person or not, in my experience, but you start with yourself. If you respect yourself and know your boundaries, like, I mean, if a guy's going to freaking make plans with me and then fought them off last minute and do it in a disrespectful manner of not really, you know, like, I mean, sometimes plans can change and, like, that's... Like,
but
I mean, understandable. If someone's being just disrespectful and, like, you know, hasn't considered your time and that you, you know, had a date or had something arranged and then, like, is just like, oh, yeah, no, maybe next week could actually suit me better. Just out, like, fucking not, like, I mean,
well, one thing that I always go back to is, like, would you accept this from your friends? You would be so pissed off if you had plans with your girlfriend and she was fucking around and being like, I'm actually going to go shopping right now. I know I'm meant to be at your house, so I'm going to go shopping and then I'm going to meet up with my mom. Maybe I'll come over, like, at some unknown time at night. Like,
and maybe.
Yeah, you'd be like, nah, you're grand, just go with your friends. So, like, if you don't expect, if you won't accept it from your friends or your girlfriends or your sisters or whoever, why the fuck accept
and
it from some friends?
I find... like, people do that so much. Like, they will be, like, getting... Like, gals get so mad at their friends for such simple things. Like, she literally bought the same top as me. And I fucking said, like, I wouldn't mind, but it was, like, an expensive top. But then, like, they can get fecked around by every other guy that's, like, swinging a dick at them. Do you know what I mean? Like, they'll be like, like, I mean, he was supposed to come over, but he didn't. But then, like, he called me at 2 and he kind of came over there. And it was really nice, though, because he stayed for the next morning. Like, and he didn't have any money, so, like, I bought him food and stuff. But it was fine. Like, it's like, you don't fucking do that to your friends. You don't be randomly paying for your friends for shit. Like, but, yeah, you'll do it to a guy you just met because you fancy him. Like,
totally. So,
I mean...
you know,
it starts with you. Like, you know, if you're getting treated like that, like whether it's been fobbed off or whether it's just been like, you know, not consistent, like kind of just like leaving you in the lurch and making you feel anxious and like, you know, that you're keeping you on your toes in a way that you don't know when this dude's going to contact you or you don't know if he's going to follow through with plans, I say drop that shit. Like, you know, you don't even have to like call him out. You don't have to be like, it was really rude and stressful. Just like, you can do it in a cool way. You can still maintain your dignity by being like, if the next time he's like, oh, I can't do tonight, actually, shit, sorry, but yeah, here, I'll come around tomorrow. Just be like, nah, it's cool, I'm busy.
Yeah.
And then if he's like, oh, no way, just be like, here. Like,
here, when I come over, maybe a bit later, just be like, I'm seeing my friend later, so yeah. Or have you a good weekend, you know.
Turn it back on him and make him look like a fucking, like, you know, just frazzled little bastard that can't, like, hold down a freaking plan.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, okay.
You know, just be like, I'm not making plans with you. You fucking unstick to them. I'm too busy for this shit. Like, get yourself back up on that horse, freaking high horse. Respect yourself, freaking make them feel dumb as fuck. Because it's not freaking cool to do that to people. I can't stand that shit when you're just being like fobbed off like that. Yeah. Like, I mean, make them feel like they freaking made you feel. There's little ways, manipulative ways to do that to freaking maintain and retain like your sense of dignity. Because, like, I think if someone's going to just be fucking you off like that.
No, they're always going to do it. Like, people like that time and time again constantly do it. That's why there's a known term, flaky people. Flaky people are flaky people for a reason.
Yeah.
Everyone flakes. Everyone bails at one point.
And but fair like, enough if you both are like that.
But people who have like a... Well, if you are both like that, you probably never fucking see each other. Yeah. Brand. But like, you know, people have reputations for being flaky because they're shitty. I've had flaky friends. I've had flaky fellas in my life. What? Guess what changed? Nothing. The only thing that changed is that I was like, see you later. I can't stand it. And sometimes the flaky people hold you up to be the one who, you're always making the plan. You have to make the plan. You have to decide when to go.
You text first.
You have to put up so much fucking effort into something that like half the time isn't even fucking worth it. So like, we're going to wrap it up now because I've been on for a while. We're going to run in circles a little bit.
We always
sex.
Do.
Casual sex, Lindsay.
Casual sex.
Can it work? Can it not?
Oh my God.
Do you like it? Do you hate it? What would your advice be for a casual sex gal?
Okay, personally, I don't fucking like it. I don't like it. It's stressing me out. Mm-hmm. It just like...
It's maybe... I think it could... Sometimes, like... When I had done it, I'm like, is this worth the freaking... It's like, is the punishment worth the crime?
When was
it worth the sex? Rarely. Rarely. However, how else are you going to meet these dudes if you're not going into situations?
I think, I mean, you're not exactly, like, I mean, I don't think, like, looking back at my days when I was, like, you know, casual sexing around, so I don't think, I was never just like, okay, I'm going to go out and have casual sex tonight. It was not like a premeditated thought. It was like me trying to be seeing someone, trying to be seeing someone on the regular. They just weren't playing the fucking game. Yeah. I was like down for, you know, like sometimes, I'd hook up with a guy and not want to hook up with him again. Yeah. And like, no, girl, no TY. But like, I would freaking connect with people and want it to be like something, but it was just because their part, it was casual. So
I think you've hit an interesting point there, because that's kind of what my experience was. Like, because I have been openly wanting to have casual sex and it's been grand, but the where it comes into the problem, especially for girls, because you know we can only speak for girls, I don't know about dudes or whatever, and I hear from girls, it's when you're kind of fooling yourself into the idea that you want casual sex but you don't, you actually want to kind of have a little bit something more. So like the times when casual sex to me would fucking rot cores, like make me feel horrible and make me feel depressed, was when like I maybe wasn't even like admitting to myself or ready to like admit to myself that I was kind of looking for something a little bit more with dudes, but I was doing it in the same ways that I was when I was having casual sex. So I was like, maybe I'll just, you know, keep sleeping with random dudes and I'll find one that sticks, kind of. And it's like, you know, not saying that there's a better way to do it, obviously you have to kind of put yourself out there to an extent, but casual sex hurts when you are kind of doing it. But like, you know, the quality that you're going to get by having casual sex is going to be inconsistent quality, because you're kind of, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's up and down.
It's up and down, you know, blah, blah, blah. Especially if it's like, you know, guys are meeting in bars, you don't really know them.
I think as well, like, protect yourself if you've just like broken up with someone. I think for men sometimes it seems that like if they've broken up with someone, they can get like jump right up on that saddle, freaking bareback. Do you know what I mean? Like, and saddle bareback. I'm talking shit, but do you know what I mean? Like, they will get up. I think, like, guys, like, if they've been in, like, a serious relationship that had a bad breakup and stuff, they want to just, like, get out back in the field, freaking enjoying themselves, meeting girls, like, having casual sex and all that good shit. But girls like, you think you're up for it. You think you're up for the casual sex. You're like, yeah, no, I don't want a relationship. My last one was so bad. But it's just a different, like, if you've been in a relationship for months or years, you're used to just having sex with one person throughout that whole time, and it can feel really weird.
Well, I think it's, like, it's so individual to the person, but I think the best thing is, like, don't feel pressure, because people always sort of, the best way to get over one man is to get under another one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so don't feel that pressured. If you're not wired to have casual sex, if you've tried it before, you don't like it, or even if you haven't tried it and you do not want to fucking try it, don't feel pressure that you have to. However, if you're someone who also loves casual sex, don't feel like we're raining on your parade. Like, if you can do
some
it,
girls
do
can
it.
Do it real fucking good, and they just don't.
I haven't been single in freaking years, so I don't know if I can still do it, but I used to be able to do it and be grand. So
I think I just have too
both.
Much of a romanticism.
Yeah, I've
in
been
me.
Both, you know. I've been the gal who can have casual sex, and I've also been the gal who casual sex has made me feel like shit, so it's a, you know, it's a spectrum, I think, you know. It depends on where you are in your life, how happy you are, what you want, etc., how recent your last relationship was.
Yeah,
you know?
And like we said, it's all about your mental health. Like, if you are, like, freaking aware of what you're doing, you're like, this is what I want, this is how I'm going to get it, and I'm happy with this as my state of being. This is, like, if you're just like, all I want is casual sex, that's what I want, great. And your mental health is, like, you know, aware of that. But if you're kind of saying to yourself, like, yeah, no, I want just
casual sex.
Well,
that's what I was saying earlier, you know, it's like, if you're kind of going, yeah, it's grand, I'll just have casual
so
sex.
Notice, like, recognize things. Like, I mean, I know, like, so many, like, I was talking to a friend a couple of weeks ago, and she was, like, texting this guy, and she'd been texting him for a couple of months. And me and my sisters were like, you know, you're freaking, he's not making you happy. Like, you're getting so anxious. Like, protect yourself and recognize shit that's not making you feel good, you know?
Totally. So,
yeah.
I think that's it, gal. So let us know if you've any good stories on, like, any success stories. Any
stories.
I'd love to hear, like, of some girls who were well able to have casual sex, all the rest, other girls who maybe you're not, like, tell us some horrible stories. I know, have you been ghosted? Whatever will help you.
I would love to hear from girls who were like, and I might put this on my Snapchat too, I would love to hear, like, how do you get respect in your single life? Because, like, that's what Jenny and I were talking about, like, back in the day when we just were not getting it because we weren't expecting it. We weren't asking for it, basically, so we didn't get respected. And
how do you guys make sure that you're respected?
Yeah.
Especially for, like, obviously if you're in a committed relationship, I mean, hopefully if it's working, your boyfriend respects you.
Yeah.
But if you're a
single, we're talking
gal
about single
and
gals
dating, and you're getting, like,
or you're hooking up with a guy for a couple months,
or
whatever.
You're, like, hooking up with a couple dudes. How are you getting that respect? Because we would love to hear that, and I'm sure loads of other girls would too.
Yes.
So you can get at us. It's itgalspodcast@gmail.com with a Z. Same for Tumblr. You can ask us anonymous questions on there.
We love them.
Which is itgalspodcast.tumblr.com. We're the same on all social media. And, oh, also, this is probably going to come out right before Mai's gig.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
Probably before or after. I wonder when it will come out. I think it'll come out before, right before. And so we have Mai, who's the girl who does our intro song.
It Girl. We the Itch Girls.
She's playing a gig in February on the 21st of September. The tickets are €9. Lindsay and I have our tickets.
We are going to be there. We're getting freaking dressed up, gals, like, just gonna have fun.
Yes.
We wanna be glam, and we wanna meet you, gals and guys.
And it's a part of Fringe. It's gonna be fucking unreal. So
it's gonna be a lit night.
It's gonna be amazing. So go on our Instagram. We've got the link in our bio to the tickets, just because, like, it's easier that way. You can just click a little link and you get them right there.
We haven't been able to, like, we just have not had time to arrange our freaking It Gals party, which will be happening. Yeah. But you just got to hold your breath a little bit more.
This is a way of us to give back to someone who's given so much to us, which is why she's given us the fucking most amazing intro ever. Every time I listen to it, I'm just like, oh.
And you all love it. So, like, and she, I've seen her perform. She is popping. Like, you will freaking be loving her. She's so fun. Like, I mean,
it's going to be fucking
amazing. And we want to meet you, and Mai wants to meet you, and it will be fucking, it's going to be a deadly night. So come get yourself hooked up with tickets and come and meet us, and it will be a freaking whopper night, because we're going to get lit.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Outsider.
Thank you so much for sponsoring us.
Inspiring us and for allowing
for accepting us being outsiders.
So, girls, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. Make you bounce your tits like it's a jig, girl. Like, boom, sip kombucha for your womb. Canisteen squad link up is like boom. The girls be giving you vibes. Tune it, chill out. I feel good inside. Like, girls, hey, we the ish girls. It girls.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.